Mr. Mativia, how are you?
Fine, Tony. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I remember receiving some emails when I had you on a few months ago talking about the book Bankrupt, A Society Living in the Future. And these emails said that you were basically crying wolf. We were able to get through the Depression and a lot of other challenges. This is one more we will get through. But you feel that if we don't start addressing this debt that we have, we may face similar circumstances that Portugal and France have experienced.
Yes, very easily. There are a lot of potential outcomes to where we are right now. The government has never been in this position before. And the entire nation is in a quandary. Unemployment is high. Enormous amount of wealth has been lost. People, you know, used to feel wealthy, that their homes were worth a lot of money, kind of in their savings. You know, we all experienced that. The general consensus and the perception is that when the government stepped in and stimulated the economy, that the measures to combat the, you know, Great Recession, as it's called, mostly help large banks and financial institutions. And it's interesting that that's also the view that's common to 75% of Republicans and about 73% of Democrats. So, you know, everybody kind of agrees that what happened to stimulate the economy, in fact, did not stimulate the economy. And today, there are well over 14 million Americans without jobs. And, you know, Tony, the national debt now, the money that the government spent without any tax revenues it's produced, the numbers are mind-numbing. It's so large as to be, you know, you just kind of disconnect from reality. And I know the public knows, because I talk to people, that shuffle the numbers however you want, the level of debt is truly... truly unsustainable, and we're at a point now where if the government taxed Americans 100% of their income, the tax receipts wouldn't even be enough to balance a budget. I mean, that is mind-boggling. Forget about the debt. I'm talking about balancing the budget.
And one thing I want our listeners to know, Mr. Mativia, and we're talking with James Mativia from Mativia and Associates on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. One of the things that your management and financial consulting company does is for companies that are in trouble, that are having financial troubles, that are bankrupt, they come to you and you can help them get out of that debt and hopefully save their companies.
Well, in the early stages of our business consulting, I think, Tony, that was probably pretty well true now. And to some extent it is, but my experience is that our clients now, Tony, have pushed the envelope. They've pushed it so far that there's no amount of restructuring that could ever get the company out of the debt that it's in. And, you know, we hear the word haircut, so... As my book said in one of the chapters, most of my clients come to me now to help them figure out a way to pay people that they owe money less than they owe. I mean, that's what it boils down to. It's changed.
Well, in talking about your first book, Bankrupt, A Society Living in the Future, that book was copywritten in 1992. And I remember you talking, one of the things that kind of got me was in chapter 19, the haze on the bottom line. And our conversation about your book told me that we have gone from that point to the point now is where culture debt. We are in a culture where we spend more than we have, that we want to live bigger than we can afford. And that goes right down to our politicians who allow us to do that with our tax money.
Well, to some extent, you're right, and yet I'm a kind of a defender of one of the chapters in my new book, and I'm certainly not going to get a lot of kudos. One of the chapters in my new book is titled "A Congress of Fools." How do people get to Washington? When they get to Washington, what kind of an education have they had? Do they suddenly, when they're in Washington, learn to spend money that they don't have? Or, in fact, do they learn it long before they get to Washington? And the title of the new book is a pickup from bankrupt. And a bankrupt, in essence, Tony, I said to the reader, hey, I've been doing this all my life. And my experience is that people are going to continue to borrow until somebody says, no, you can't borrow anymore. And so it is a culture. We truly, all of us that spend more than we have, we're really the enemy. We train, we educate kids, we train our society to want it all and to want it right now. And if we can't afford it, we borrow, and we keep on borrowing until somebody says we're not going to lend you any more money. And that, in fact, is the message in the new book. Sooner or later, China and Japan are going to say to the United States, that's enough. We're going to loan you any more money, and you're going to have sovereign default. And when the government can't afford to borrow any more money to even pay the interest, this society is going to be in turmoil, and it's going to be in big-time turmoil.
We're talking with James McTavia. His new book is called Culture Debt. The release of his book is Tuesday, September 28th at the Radisson Hotel in Bloomfield. If you'd like to attend that, 248-644-1400 is the number. We are going to get Mr. McTavia back on before that date, not only to help him promote the book release, but to talk more about this. You can't do it in one segment. We look forward to doing it again.
Thank you. Tony, I want to interject something. That is a closed private release. The public is not. You're able to get the book now. The book is available on my website, www.mctavia.com, and it will be available on Amazon next week. But that particular event is a private event. I'm sorry that I may have confused you. The book is available right now. It can be ordered online.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Take care.